We'll get to your calls in a minute. Plus, I tell you how I have uncovered that the Giants will hire Bill Belichick in less than a year. But yesterday, when the Mets had that great comeback against the Toronto Blue Jays, there were being no hit in the ninth inning. We were live on the air. You may have heard how I reacted. I screamed and yelled like somebody was trying to, you know, harm me, and then tried to quickly explain Francisco Lindor to game-tying home run. I did not hear until our show was over how everyone else did it. Keith Ratt had a great call, as did Gary Cohen on TV. And I couldn't believe what he did. And I love what he did. Take a listen.
That's driven to deep right field. And a home run ends this no-hit bid. Linsanity! Francisco Lindor ties the game with a ninth inning home run. As big a hit as the Mets have had all season. Francisco Lindor breaks up the no-hit bid and the shutout, and he ties the game with his 31st home run of the year, and it's 1-1 in the ninth.
Obviously, wow. An incredible call by Gary.
That's pretty solid.
He said, and I quote, Linsanity.
Linsanity!
And
you hate that or you love it?
I love it.
All right. Nice.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And let me tell you why I love it. There is nothing in New York sports more overrated than Linsanity.
Linsanity!
Nothing. And I'm talking about the Jeremy Lin Linsanity. And I mean no harm towards Jeremy Lin. I think he's a great dude, and I loved what he did. Right. It was very impressive.
I watched the movie, the Linsanity movie, on the plane.
Yeah, there's a movie about
right.
it.
It was actually pretty good.
I'm sure it was. I just have a problem with the way it's lionized. Meanwhile, the Knicks the following season lost Jeremy Lin. They basically got rid of Jeremy Lin. Well, they won 54
there's
games.
There's context to that.
Well, the Houston Rockets offered a poison pill contract?
No. Carmelo wanted him gone.
Okay, fine. And Carmelo was right. I mean, I'm going to make a T-shirt. Carmelo was right. Because the
you
next...
think everybody will know exactly what you're talking about?
Boomer would. And he wouldn't like it. But they were better the following year. And so, while I respect what Jeremy Lin did, and he was also a member of the Nets, and I have his bobblehead at home, he could not stay healthy with the Nets, but no ill will towards him. The way Linsanity is talked about is through the roof. This right here
is
Linsanity.
Well, you know why it was through the roof? Because how it made you feel. It's not about what actually happened. It's how it made you feel, which is why Francisco Lindor's season this year is comparable. Because it's making you feel a certain way.
Well, it also could be tangible in that he may win the MVP. The Mets may make the playoffs and go on a deep postseason run. Do you remember what Jeremy Lin did in the playoffs in Linsanity year? Do you guys remember?
No.
He didn't play. He got hurt.
Did he really?
And there were questions on if he could play or not. I think Frank Isola used to imply all the time, where's Jeremy Lin? So,
what, like he was taking it off? There's no way. There is no way he was like, I'm good. I don't want to get hurt.
All I know, Teak.
Hurt my free agent potential. There's no way. I refuse to believe it.
That's fine. And you know what? Not going to relitigate it because I don't remember, nor do I care. All I know is that this is Linsanity.
Linsanity!
I want this to wipe the other Linsanity out of our minds. And when we think of Linsanity many years from now, it'll be like, oh yeah, Lindor 2024. Mm-hmm. You got to be with me, Luke. I know you're a Knicks fan, but come on.
But
talk to me, buddy.
It's apples to oranges. Here. You're talking about Francisco Lindor, a future Hall of Fame player. Jeremy Lin took over New York City. It was a great story. To compare the two is ridiculous.
Well, I didn't compare the two. I'm just saying Gary Cohen called it Linsanity. And if two things are called by the same name,
right,
and one thing is better than the other, then that thing takes over. Does that make sense?
It does, but Gary's comparing it to Linsanity.
So you're mad at Gary?
I'm just saying Gary brought back Linsanity. He, I think, is leading the charge here.
Yes, he is.
Perhaps he's part of the coalition. I don't know that. You would know that being the leader of the coalition of Knick haters. But I think this will not overtake Jeremy Lin. I'm wondering if it'll even catch on. Because it is cool, but like, is every time he's going to get a hit, is he going to say, this is Linsanity?
Well,
this is up to Gary, much like Positive Tommy.
Yeah,
you
got
to carry the stick on.
I think that was just a moment that just happened because of what was going on in that game.
Unless Gary Cohen, and not just Gary, but people that agree with him, such as ourselves, we make it catch on.
Linsanity!
If every time we talk about Francisco Lindor, we say Linsanity.
Uh-huh.
If every time Sal talks about Francisco Lindor on SNY, NWFN, he says Linsanity. If every time Boomer, damn it, Boomer won't do it.
No, no way.
Crap!
By the way, neither will Sal. He hates Carmelo.
Yeah, but it's not about Carmelo. It's about Linsanity. This is what Francisco Lindor is doing. is Linsanity. I mean, let's be honest. He's carrying this team.
Lugie, yeah, but it's different because Linsanity felt like it came out of nowhere.
Well, you don't think Lindor's MVP run came out of nowhere?
That he makes 300 and
forget the money for a second.
$34 million.
Forget the money. The Mets were 11 games under 500.
You can't forget the money because a lot of people will say he's supposed to do this.
He is supposed to do this, but the season did come out of nowhere. They were dead and buried. He called a players-only meeting. He's now carried them back into this relevancy. He may become the first Met ever to win the MVP. To me, this is Linsanity. I have Linsanity. We all have Linsanity. So I think everyone should just go with it.
I smell an Evan Roberts t-shirt, by the way. He'll be wearing one tomorrow that some dude emails him from Patrog.
If you guys make Linsanity t-shirts with Francisco Lindor's face on it, I'll wear it. I don't know if I'm going to make it on my own, but I'll wear it. I'm all in on Linsanity. And I just want to thank Gary Cohen. I thought that was an unbelievable call and a great idea.
Say, hi, I'm Evan Roberts. I have Linsanity.
See, now I will say it. I remember when Craig and Boomer asked me to say that many years ago.
Hi, I'm Evan Roberts, and I have Linsanity.
Well, no, you have to say it as Tiki Barber.
No, I'm just doing it as you.
Okay, because Boomer and Craig did this many years ago for Jeremy Lin, and they asked everybody.
They asked celebrities. They asked everybody from here to do it.
And I was like, I ain't saying it, so I'll say it now. I'm Evan Roberts, and I have a major, major case of Linsanity. Great call, in all seriousness, by Gary Cohen. It was an incredible moment.